Former Ohio Governor and U.S. Representative John Gilligan died yesterday in Cincinnati at the age of 92, and WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me in the studio this morning to remember Governor Gilligan. Certainly, you've covered politics and government in Cincinnati for a lot of years. What are your thoughts about former Governor Gilligan?
Well, Jay, first of all, he was an unapologetic, unabashed liberal, and if that cost him votes, that was okay by him. He was a man of principle. He stood up for his convictions, and sometimes that won him elections, and sometimes it lost him elections, but he was absolutely, totally blunt and honest about what he believed.
And you also talked a little bit off there. You said that you wanted to make sure that we talked about his wit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he was a funny man. I mean, he had this kind of wry and sardonic Irish wit that sometimes got him in trouble. I mean, back in when he was governor, you know, one of the things that governors do is go to the state fair. And he walked into a sheep barn one time, and sheep farmer wanted him to ask him, "Governor, do you want to shear a sheep?" And governor said, "No, I don't shear sheep. I shear taxpayers." And all the reporters who were following along with him wrote this, and he was joking. And when it came out in black and white in the newspapers, people were just outraged. But it was just it was a joke, and it was the kind of thing that Jack Gilligan did all the time.
And he was elected governor in 1970. And his next race was against former governor Rhodes in 1974,
right.
And that was one of the first political races you covered as a reporter.
Yes, really, it was. I was a reporter for the campus newspaper, The Post, at Ohio University, and we covered that entire race. So, you know, that was an exciting race. I mean, it went till the crack of dawn the next morning, and Gilligan ended up losing by about 11,000 votes, which was less than one vote per precinct.
One of the things that we've been reporting this morning that he did was institute Ohio's first corporate and personal income tax, largely to
yes.
help pay for education and some other needs of state government. How important was that income tax cut or income tax implementation for the state? But then what did it cost him in 1974?
Well, it changed the game. I mean, Ohio had been just about last in everything, education, health care, all kinds of, you know, state services. And it enabled, you know, the state to be able to move up the ranks and to start being able to provide services to people. Now, it cost him probably politically, although he got the General Assembly to pass this thing. And then there was a state referendum on it, and he went out and campaigned very hard for it, and the voters passed it.
And you said in 74 then when he ran against former Governor Rhodes that it was a narrow election.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he probably didn't pay too many political consequences, or it would have been a landslide for Governor Rhodes with the income tax
right.
being implemented.
Yeah, it was a very close election, and I remember at the time, he was being mentioned as a possible presidential or vice presidential candidate. And had he won that election in 1976, Jack Gilligan's career might have been very, very different.
Now, we talked the fact that he was governor, but he was also a Cincinnati City Council member. He was also in Congress. And once he left the governor's office, several years later, he came out of retirement and was a member of the Cincinnati School Board.
Yes.
What was your reaction when he said he was going to do that?
Well, that was one of the interesting things. He went to Notre Dame to teach. He always kept connections to Cincinnati and finally left Notre Dame and came back and decided first he was going to run as a Democratic precinct executive, the very lowest rung on the political ladder, and then he ran for city council or city school board, and he won. And the irony of the chief executive officer of the state of Ohio serving on a local school board was amazing, but that was the kind of public servant he was.
His daughter is Kathleen Sebelius, who is a former governor of Kansas and currently the Secretary of Health and Human Services for President Obama. How much of her policy, how much influence did he have on some of the things that she's done as governor and maybe as Secretary of Health and Human Services?
Oh, I think she would tell you that a whole lot. I mean, you know, she has many of the same traits in terms of speaking her mind and being blunt and not talking in circles. And it served her well in her political career. I mean, she learned sort of at the feet of the master.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson remembering former Ohio Governor John Gilligan, who passed away yesterday at the age of 92. And he'll have a little bit more on that coming up later today on his blog. And you'll find that at WVXU.org.